353 at the bottom.
353, no. 353. Oh, right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. Okay.
Okay, so we're 8 lines from the bottom.
I know where we are. That I know already. Thank you. Okay, the Alter Rebbe says like this. The mitzvah of tshuva, remember we said the Alter Rebbe wants to make it easier for a person. Tzadik Aleph on top. Okay, the Alter Rebbe says the mitzvah of tshuva is basically leaving the sin, regretting, also confession. And he says it has nothing to do with fasting or torture. Because the pasuk says, "Upakadati b'sheva," I will be my meaning. Hashem says, "I will bring punishment upon you." Not at all the concept of fasting. Let me take 2 minutes and explain another point over here that the Samach Tzedek explains in mitzvah satshuva, which explains a simple understanding of what tshuva is. The Alter Rebbe says tshuva basically is regretting the sin, making up your mind you never do it again, and also the Alter Rebbe says it also has to be vidui. Confession.
So it's
3-6? No. Aziva Sachet means regretting that, feeling sorry I did the sin. And how do you know? How do you know you feel sorry that you're not planning to do it again? If you're planning to do it again, then you're not feeling sorry. And it should be vidui. So the Samach Tzedek explains in Derech Mitzvah, in the mitzvah of tshuva, he says like this. David HaMelech says in Tillim, Chatasi Negdi Samid. My sin is always opposite me. So the Samach Tzedek explains, when a person does a sin, they actually create an entity of a sin, which is always opposite, David HaMelech says, always opposite him. Now, this entity of a sin has a body and a soul. Somebody eats not kosher food, right? So there's two parts of eating treif. One is the enjoyment of eating it, and one is the actual eating. Okay? So there's two parts to everything. And no matter what the sin is, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it. And if you're doing it despite, then you're enjoying despite. So therefore you're doing it. Nobody does a sin if he's not going to gain anything by it. Okay? So a person eats, let's say, treif. So there's the action of eating, which is physical, which creates the body of the sin. And the enjoyment of the sin creates the soul of the sin. So now you have an entity called sin, or as they depict it in the cartoons, a black angel. Okay? So there's an entity of a sin that has a body and a soul in it. The body is the action of the sin, and the soul is the enjoyment of the sin. Tshuva, in a simple, not what Alter Rebbe is explaining here in Tanya, the simple meaning of tshuva, you get rid of the sin. In order to get rid of the sin, you got to get rid of the body of the sin and the neshama of the sin. That's why tshuva has two parts. Regretting the sin kills the soul of the sin. And confession of the sin, the Gemara says, Akima svasav hava maisa. Verbal articulation is called action. So when a person confesses, ashamnu bagadnu alchet, no matter what the confession is, that action of verbal articulation kills the body of the sin. Okay, so that's what the Samach Tzedek explains. Why you need, in simple, gashmiistic, niggler reason, okay, why you need two parts of tshuva, regret and confession. Regret to kill the soul of the sin, and confession to kill the body of the sin. Okay, so now like this. Lochein, 8 lines in the bottom of 353 or Tzadik Aleph. Lochein, therefore, no yaskiru Rambam asmag. Okay, these lines we learned. Shum tainis klab mitzvah satshuva. Therefore, when the Rambam talks about tshuva, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, who counts all the mitzvahs, they do not talk about fasting when it comes to tshuva. They only talk about vidui ubakoshes mechila, confession and asking forgiveness. Like it says in the Torah, v'zvadu es chatosim asher osu. They have to confess the sins. And the Torah says clearly, you need to have vidui. In fact, when a person brought a sin offering, part of the process of the sin offering was vidui. You had to confess the sin at the time he brought the korban. So now the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe came to a conclusion, fasting has nothing to do with tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe is going to ask him, Sukkim, that we see fasting is connected to tshuva. So he says in Mashakos of Yoel, this that it says in the days of the Navi Yoel, when it Treyasar, Shuvu Adai, B'chol Levavchem, return to me with all your heart, B'tseim U'bevchi, with fasting and crying. So Lecheira, Hashem is telling over there, return to me with Shuvu of fasting and crying. So Lecheira, Shuvu, fasting is seemingly a part of Shuvu. So he says no. Had nothing to do with tshuva. Why did he tell them to fast? Levat lagzeda, to nullify the decree. Shenigzer lemarik avein ador, to cleanse the sin of the generation through locusts. Okay, you know, Rashi says this in Chumash. You know, there's a plague of locusts in Mitzrayim, right? One of the plagues is Makkah. There's another plague in Yoel, okay, with Arba. And over there, they both, each one said that there was never such a plague before. So the Alter Rebbe explains, this that it says in Yoel, to fast, was not to forgive the sin. That was to cleanse the people that they shouldn't get punished with locusts. But it had nothing to do with the concept of tshuva. No. Tshuva is returning to Hashem.
So when you
turn to
Hashem, you get clean.
Kapara is cleansing. Okay, like the Alter Rebbe quoted before on the first page. Kapara loshin kinuach shemekaneach, it wipes clean the dirt of the sin. Tshuva, that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. It's not, it's post-tshuva. It's maybe sometimes to get you to do tshuva. The Alter Rebbe says the mitzvah of tshuva itself has nothing to do with fasting. I find by Yoel, the Torah uses the word fasting in tshuva. He said that's that they shouldn't become locusts. V'zeh atam b'chol taina shemesanin al kol tzar shalei tov el atzibur. That's why any fast that people fast, that evil decrees shouldn't come. Like the Alter Rebbe said, Megillas Esther. What did Esther tell Mordechai? Everybody should fast for 72 hours, 3 days and nights. What was the purpose of that fast? Not tshuva, that Haman's evil decree shouldn't come upon the Jewish people. But it has nothing to do with tshuva. And then he asks again, this that it says in the books of Musar, especially in the Sefer of the Rekeach and Sefer Chassidim, Harbet tainius v'sigufim, a lot of fasts and torturing la'eva krisis l'mises bezdin, to people that transgress biblical sins, or like he says, meitzi zera levatol, if somebody omits waste seed, which is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, like it says in Torah by Aaron, Ein and Yehuda's two sons, that they also have a din of chayiv krisis l'nizel. So again, these great svarim speak about fasting, seemingly to do tshuva on terrible sins. He says, no, it is not the tshuva. It's linatzel me'enish yisurim shomay lechas v'sholom. It's to be saved from God torturing us. In other words, by a person fasting, the Sefer Chassidim, the Rekeach says, if you fast, what happens is, you won't get punished. It will remove the punishment. But tshuva and sin and tshuva has nothing to do with punishment. Even if you don't get punished, you still sinned. Tshuva, the Alter Rebbe says, has nothing to do with fast. Or, he says another reason why people fast, lezares ulegmayet gemar kaparas nafshi. Maybe to help in the cleansing of the soul. But again, it's not tshuva.
Yom Kippur is the same?
Huh? Yeah. V'gam, and also, ulay eina shaval Hashem b'chol libe v'nafshe me'yavu. Maybe he says, what's the purpose of fasting? To stimulate the person to do tshuva out of fear. He's not doing it properly out of love, so he'll do it out of fear. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe finishes Perek Aleph. He says like this. But the Alter Rebbe now, the whole Perek Beis is going to discuss about, Perek Beis and Gimel, is going to discuss the concept of fasting. But in Perek Aleph, the Alter Rebbe comes to the definite conclusion that fasting has nothing to do with tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva is two things. Regretting the sin. Regretting the sin. And confession. That's all tshuva is. Regretting the sin, right? Leaving the sin, and confession. But now the question, but we do find all these fasts. So it's like, what's the purpose of all the fasts that we find? He says like this, Ach kol zeh, all of this, l'inyin kapara u'mechilas ha'oven, without Rebbe says like this, this whole concept that tshuva has nothing to do with fasting, that has to do with forgiveness, kapara cleansing, really, and mechilas ha'oven, shenimchol legamri, he's told completely forgiven, Masha'aver al mitzvah samelach, what he transgressed, the mitzvahs of Hashem, k'sha'asev tshuva shleima, meaning like this, what does it mean here, tshuva? You're forgiven, and nothing is ever mentioned to you on Yom HaDin. When Day of Judgment comes, nothing will be mentioned to you. You'll have a clean slate. Ve'maskirun le'dover v'chotzi dover b'yom HaDin. Hashem, therefore, when you do tshuva, without the fasting, you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. He won't mention a word or a half a word about it. B'yom HaDin, in the Day of Judgment, whether it's Yom Kippur, the end of life, or afterlife, whatever. La'anje alzeh chas v'sholem b'olam haba, that the person should be punished in olam haba. V'nifta l'gamri min adin b'olam haba. And through tshuva, and again, the Alter Rebbe says, what does tshuva accomplish? Tshuva accomplishes you are completely clean, your sin is erased, you are not held liable for it in olam haba, you're gonna go to olam haba, you're gonna be forgiven, and that's it. Hashem will not mention anything to you. So what does fasting do? So he says not like this. Amnam sheyil ratzin lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. But in order that you should become appeased by Hashem, umerotze v'chaviv lefaniv yisbarach kukedem achet, to be in the same relationship and the same close relationship as you were with Hashem before you sinned, that Hashem should enjoy you. Okay, let me say this outside. You know when you get into a fight with somebody, it happens. You ask forgiveness, and they forgive you. Yeah? You're forgiven. Even though usually people bring it up 300 years later, but officially, you're forgiven. But you know what? The relationship is not the same. It's still not the same relationship. The relationship was marred by the, yes, you're forgiven, you're done, it's forgiven, you know, you go to Olam Haba, everything is good. But nevertheless, there is a blem, there's a darkness on the relationship. I'm going to say it outside first. The Alter Rebbe explained like this. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person brought a sin offering, Korm Chatos, Korban Asham, depends what type of sin you did. What was the purpose of that Korban? It wasn't for tshuva. Because like we said last week, if you're very, very wealthy, you're in the $1.6 billion lottery, and you can afford as many sacrifices as you need to, that doesn't mean you could sin. Right? You can't bring a korban and not do tshuva. It's worthless. The tshuva has nothing to do with the korban. What's the purpose when Hashem says bring a korban? So the Alter Rebbe given, it's really from the Gemara. The Alter Rebbe quotes from the Gemara. Two people get into a fight, they forgive each other, but to recreate the relationship, you send the person a gift. You do something, a nice gesture, to recreate the relationship that it was before you sinned. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why a person brought the korban. To reawaken the relationship that it was before you sinned. It has nothing to do with forgiveness. You are completely forgiven, but it's not the same. It's not the same relationship. And therefore, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Alter Rebbe is going to say, it was a korban. Then after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was fasting. Then, jump the gun. For fasting, the Alter Rebbe says, nowadays is forbidden. So now a tzedakah is the gift. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was actually a korban. What these sages are talking about, the amount of fasts for the very end, it's, you're going to see a lot of sins here, man. Tremendous amount of sins. Just for the record, anytime you get angry, it's 151 fasts. Don't worry about it.
Can't.
Huh?
Can't.
I can tell you a bunch of other ones. Not davening, 61 fasts. I mean, there's a lot of sin, a lot of fasting going on there. Okay, so in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was a korban. Again, the korban wasn't the tshuva. The korban was post-tshuva to be created. After the Beis HaMikdash, then it went to fasting. Now that we're not allowed to fast, so the Alter Rebbe says, nowadays it's tzedakah. What's so funny?
We were saying they must have been very slim in those days.
Or they didn't sin. You know, years ago, if you sinned and you had to bring a few $100 korban, in those days, an animal was a lot, you know? They didn't sin. They couldn't. It's too expensive to sin. Okay, so he says like this. So then, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, to recreate the relationship like it was before, he said they had to bring a korban eila, meaning a burnt offering. Afila mitzvah sasei kala. If you transgressed a positive mitzvah, remember last time we learned, transgressing a positive mitzvah is passive sinning rather than active sinning. Okay? Shein bakar semitzvah bezdin. K'mei shadrav shadazal, like the Medrash says in Teres Kayanim. And the pasuk v'nir tzalei, it should be appeasing. What's the appeasing? You bring a korban. Kriyisa b'gemara perakamad zvachim, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, oila mechaperes al mitzvah sasei, that the carbon oila, the burnt offering that a person brings, is, dayren is a gift, the Gemara says, la'acha sha'asa tshuva, after you did tshuva, v'nim chala inish and Hashem forgives you the punishment, in other words, you're clean. Then, you bring it as a gift. And he says, ka'adam, like a person that displeases the king, and you get the officers in the middle to get forgiven, right? Nevertheless, you still send a gift to the king afterwards, that it should be appeasing to him to see they'll let you see the king. So again, the whole concept of korban or fasting or tzedakah is post tshuva. Nothing to do with tshuva, the Alter Rebbe says. Tshuva is leaving the sin and confession. But what's the union after you sin to recreate the relationship that you had with Hashem before you sinned? So you bring a korban. Or, whatever. And he says, v'loshim mechaperes, what it says in Mechaper is by the korban, or like it says in the Torah, v'nirtzalei lechaper olav, when you bring a korban, it will be pleasing to be forgiven. He says, ain't that kaparis nafshi? It doesn't mean kaparis for your nefesh, because your soul has been cleaned through tshuva. Why by korban does the Torah say, v'nirtzalei, it will be appeasing, lechaper olav, to cleanse you? If tshuva cleansed you, that's not what the korban does. The Alter Rebbe says it doesn't mean. It means lechaper lifnei Hashem, to have this relationship with Hashem, okay? Lias nachas ruach l'kainei, that you should have the same good spirit with Hashem that you had before you sinned. Kedis says sham b'gemara, like the Gemara says, k'mashikosiv tamim yiel ratzin, you should be appeasing on a constant level. Okay? Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, "V'achshav she'ein lanu korban." Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have a korban lahafik ratzim me'Hashem to get this, you know, appeasing, like a korban did to Hashem. Hatainu subamakim korban. Fasting is in place of the korban. What does fasting have to do with bringing a korban? So he says, "K'mei shekazev v'gemar," like the Gemara says. She had miyat chelbi v'dami. By the way, like you said, when you don't eat, you get skinny? Okay. So the fats and the blood lessens when you don't eat, like when you break, when you fast. Okay. So, the Gemara says that the, by fasting, the lessening of the blood and fats, shenismata were lessened, should be considered that I brought a carbon, that I burnt the fats and the blood of the animal on the Mizbeach. So how can we do that now? How can we burn the fats and the blood of an animal? When you fast, when you nefesh habamis, the Yetzirah is fasting, so the lessening of the blood and fats is instead of the carbon. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had korbanos. Afterwards, they had to fast. L'chei matzinu, therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, and this is a very interesting explanation from the Rebbe about the next few lines, l'chei matzinu bekame tanoim v'amiroim, therefore we find in the Gemara, for many tanoim of the Mishnah and amiroim of the Gemara, shal davar kal, for something seemingly light and easy sin, not a heavy-duty sin. Okay? Hayumisanim tiniest harbe ma'id. They would fast a tremendous amount of fasting. And he gives three examples. Kamei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay? Shayamat that he halachically permitted. Shetehei pari yeses b'suah sheben kanea b'shabbos. Okay? There's a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. There's a bunch of chapters in the Gemara Shabbos. What an animal is allowed to go out with on Shabbos, right? Because the person that says the Dibbet here commanded to take care of your animal. So you're not allowed to have your animal carry for you on Shabbos. Told years ago when everybody had farms and animals, right? Okay. So there was a certain strap that cows would wear between their horns. For whatever. It's not relevant why. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, a cow is allowed to wear that on Shabbos. Chachamim said no. Okay, so he said a cow is allowed to go out with their strap between the horns. The Chachamim who argued him said no. What happened? Pam achas yotze came perosir shoshchinosi. One time, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow went out on Shabbos with that strap. That he himself permitted. Okay? But he didn't protest it. Because he realized Allah is not like him. Right? Allah is like the Chachamim. Who forbid it. And his neighbor's cow, he didn't do anything. What did he do? Or what didn't he do? He didn't protest the fact that the neighbor's cow went out with something that the rabbi said you're not allowed to. Even though he himself held you're allowed to. What did he do? His teeth blackened. Okay? From the fast, because he didn't stick up for what his colleagues, the Chachamim, said you're not allowed to do. See, in other words, he didn't even sin. Not only didn't he sin, he held you're allowed to do it. But because the rabbis argued, and the law is like the majority opinion, that you're not allowed to, and his neighbor's cow went out like that, and he didn't protest, so it bothered him so much, he fasted until his teeth became black. That's not one or two fasts, by the way. V'chein Rabbi Yeshua, the same thing Rabbi Yeshua of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua was a student of Beis Shammai, by the way. Okay, the famous Rabbi Yeshua, okay, was a student of Beis Shammai. And one time Beis Shammai said something that he didn't like. Not Shammai, Beis Shammai, his student said something, and he said to them, Beishni medevrechem Beis Shammai. He says, I'm ashamed of your words, Beis Shammai. I'm embarrassed what you guys just said. And again, he fasted until his teeth turned black. What did he do? He said, you guys said something stupid. That's amazing. He said, I'm embarrassed of what you said. It was in learning. Or Rav Huna, yeah, Pam Achas Nisabcho LeRitzu Shel Tefillin. You know, the tefillin have to be, you can't have it turned it inside out, the straps around the head. Yeah, not the one that hang down. Rav Huna, one time, his tefillin turned inside out, the strap, and he fasted 40 fasts. Chahena Rabbis. Okay? The Rebbe explains, it's a very beautiful explanation. The Rebbe said, why does the Rebbe pick these three? Rabbi Lozab and Adaya, who didn't protest. Rabbi Yeshua, who said, I'm embarrassed from you guys. And Avuna is the tefillin strap. There's so many other, the Rebbe himself says, there's so many other cases in the Gemara. Why did the Rebbe pick these three? The Rebbe explains, I remember when the Rebbe said it. The Rebbe said, there's sin in thought, speech, and action. Okay? These three examples are thought, speech, and action. The first one was, he didn't protest. What is that? Thought. Rabbi Yeshua said, Beishni Devreichem, I'm embarrassed, he said it. That's speech. Rav Huna, the Ratzur turned over. That's action. But the Rebbe said something even more beautiful. It says in Chassidus, Kayanim are thought, Leviim are speech, and Yisraelim are action. Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. That's thought. Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. He's saying in the Beis HaMikdash. He said, I'm embarrassed from you. And Rav Huna was a Yisrael and the action. So the Rebbe said, why did the Rebbe pick these three things? Number one, because it's thought, speech, and action. And it was a Kohen Levi in Yisrael that had the thought, speech, and action. And that's the reason why the Rebbe picks these three examples. Even though the Rebbe himself says there are many, many more. Because it's thought, speech, and action, Kohen Levi in Yisrael. While you say that, okay, just learn a little more. And this foundation of the Gemara, Limid Arizal LaTalmidav, Al Pi Chachmas Emes, the Arizal taught his students based on Kabbalah, Misper as same as the amount of fasts, the Kama Avenis V'chatoim for many sins, even if there's no Kodis, I mean, not capital punishment. Okay, and he gives a Limitzvah to Shemaim. For instance, Al Kas, for anger, 151 fasts. I feel al isid rabbonon, like stam yenim, drinking non-kosher wine, you know, that a guy touched. Not that he poured for idol worshipping. This is rabbinic, right? He should fast 73 fasts. V'chein al kol bitul mitzvah sased rabbonon. Anytime you did not do a rabbinic mitzvah that you're obligated to do, like tefillah, you didn't daven, 61 fasts. It's okay, we'll leave it here. But in the next parak, Dr. Rebbe discusses, is it, like, for anger, right? 151 fast for anger? Does that mean every time you get angry, 151? Or for all anger, 151? And Dr. Rebbe quotes an argument. There are opinions that say, every time you get angry, it's 151 fast. For that, basically, you need to live about 300 years for that to happen.
Okay, nobody invite me for